We continue now with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Question number 207. What do you mean by the near occasions of sin? By the near occasions of sin, I mean all the persons, places, and things that may easily lead us into sin. Use not much the company of her that is a dancer, and hearken not to her, lest thou perish by the force of her charms. Ecclesiasticus chapter 9, verse 4. With the holy thou wilt be holy, and with the innocent man thou wilt be innocent. Psalms chapter 17, verse 26. When all went to the golden calves, he alone fled the company of all. Tobias chapter 1, verse 5. Arise, take thy wife and the two daughters that thou hast, lest thou also perish in the wickedness of the city. Genesis chapter 19, verse 15. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, went out to see the women of that country. Genesis chapter 34, verse 1. Beware thou never join in friendship with the inhabitants of that land, which may be thy ruin. Exodus chapter 34, verse 12. Depart from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest thou be involved in their sins. Numbers chapter 16, verse 26. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of his way. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 18. And they followed the nations that were round about them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do as they did. 4 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. Thou art joined in friendship with them that hate the Lord, and therefore thou didst deserve indeed the wrath of the Lord. 2 Paralipomenon chapter 19, verse 2. I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down, lest it be neglected whilst I come and go down to you. 2 Esdras chapter 6, verse 3. My son, if sinners shall entice thee, consent not to them. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. Be not delighted in the paths of the wicked, neither let the way of evil men please thee. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14. Her house is the way to hell, reaching even to the inner chambers of death. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 27. And they were mingled among the heathens, and learned their works, and served their idols, and it became a stumbling block to them. Psalms chapter 105, verses 35 and 36. He that loveth danger shall perish in it. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 27. Who will pity an enchanter struck by a serpent, or any that come near wild beasts? So is it with him that keepeth company with a wicked man, and is involved in his sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 12, verse 13. He that toucheth pitch shall be defiled with it. Ecclesiasticus chapter 13, verse 1. There is that will destroy his own soul through shamefacedness. Ecclesiasticus chapter 20, verse 24. Flee from sins as from the face of a serpent, for if thou comest near them, they will take hold of thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 21, verse 2. There is a way that seemeth to a man right, but the ends thereof lead to death. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. If thy right eye scandalize thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29, chapter 18, verse 9, and Mark chapter 9, verse 46. For death is come up through our windows. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 21. Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. A man that is a heretic, avoid. Titus chapter 3, verse 10. Seek not to be like evil men, neither desire to be with them. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. Winnow not with every wind, and go not into every way. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 11. Can a man hide fire in his bosom, and his garments not burn? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27. Or can he walk upon hot coals, and his feet not be burnt? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 28. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Turn away my eyes, that they may not behold vanity. Psalms chapter 118, verse 37. We charge you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother walking disorderly, and not according to the tradition which they have received of us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Lesson 19, on Confession. Question 208. What is confession? Confession is the telling of our sins to a duly authorized priest for the purpose of obtaining forgiveness. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Be not ashamed to confess thy sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 31. God hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. For Christ, therefore, we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. Purge out the old leaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken to my speech, for I have slain a man. Genesis chapter 4, verse 23. And I did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 12. The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. But he said, she is juster than I. Genesis chapter 38, verse 26. I confess my sin. Genesis chapter 41, verse 9. I have sinned this time also. The Lord is just. I and my people are wicked. Exodus chapter 9, verse 27. I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Exodus chapter 10, verse 16. When a man or woman shall have committed any of all the sins that men are wont to commit, and by negligence shall have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and offended, they shall confess their sins and restore the principal itself and the fifth part over and above to him against whom they have sinned. Numbers chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Matthew chapter 3, verse 6. I have sinned in betraying innocent blood. Matthew chapter 27, verse 4. And many of them that believed came confessing and declaring their deeds. Acts chapter 19, verse 18. And putting both hands upon his head, let him confess all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their offenses and sins. And praying that they may light on his head, he shall turn them out by a man ready for it into the desert. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21. And Joshua said to Achan, my son, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and confess, and tell me what thou hast done, hide it not. Joshua chapter 7, verse 19. And they cried to the Lord and said, we have sinned against thee, because we have forsaken the Lord our God, and have served Balaam. Judges chapter 10, verse 10. And he said to David, thou art more just than I, for thou hast done good to me, and I have rewarded thee with evil. 1 Kings chapter 24, verse 18. And Saul said, I have sinned. 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 24. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 13. For I, thy servant, acknowledge my sin. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 20. It is I am he that have sinned, I have done wickedly. 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 17. They came to Moses and said, We have sinned. Numbers chapter 21, verse 7. And now make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure. 1 Esdras chapter 10, verse 11. I confess the sins of the children of Israel by which they have sinned against thee. I and my father's house have sinned. 2 Esdras chapter 1, verse 6. We have sinned with our fathers. We have done unjustly. We have committed iniquity. Judith chapter 7, verse 19. If as a man I have hid my sin and have concealed my iniquity in my bosom. Job chapter 31, verse 33. I will recount to thee all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. I will reprove my ways in his sight, and he shall be my Savior. Job chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. I will declare my iniquity, and I will think for my sin. Psalms chapter 37, verse 19. For hell shall not confess to thee. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 18. We have sinned before the Lord our God and have not believed him, nor put our trust in him. Baruch chapter 1, verse 17. We have sinned, we have done wickedly, we have acted unjustly, O Lord our God, against all thy justices. Baruch chapter 2, verse 12. And Psalms chapter 105, verse 6. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly and have revolted, and we have gone aside from thy commandments and thy judgments. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. They shall pine away in their iniquities in the land of their enemies until they confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their ancestors, whereby they have transgressed against me. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 39 and 40. O Lord, be thou merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Psalms chapter 40, verse 5. Confess therefore your sins one to another. James chapter 5, verse 16. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. John chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, and Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Because I was silent, my bones grew old, whilst I cried out all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. I am turned in my anguish, whilst the thorn is fastened. Psalms chapter 31, verses 3 and 4. Let us go therefore with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in seasonable aid. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Question 209. What sins are we bound to confess? We are bound to confess all our mortal sins, but it is well also to confess our venial sins. Lord, I will recount to thee all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. Humble thyself before thou art sick, and in the time of sickness show thy conversation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 21. And every one that beareth fruit, he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John chapter 15, verse 2. Forgive me all my sins. Psalms chapter 24, verse 18. Question 210. Which are the chief qualities of a good confession? The chief qualities of a good confession are three. It must be humble, sincere, and entire. The heart of the wise shall instruct his mouth, and shall add grace to his lips. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. My God, I am confounded and ashamed to lift up my face to thee, for our iniquities are multiplied over our heads, and our sins are grown up even unto heaven. 1 Esdras chapter 9, verse 6. Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan tempted thy heart, that thou shouldst lie to the Holy Ghost? Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Confess and tell me what thou hast done, hide it not. Joseph chapter 7, verse 19. The queen of Saba, having heard of the fame of Solomon in the name of the Lord, came to try him with hard questions. 3 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. Who shall confess to thee in hell? Psalms chapter 6, verse 6. He hath sent me to heal the contrite of heart. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. Question 211. When is our confession humble? Our confession is humble when we accuse ourselves of our sins with a deep sense of shame and sorrow for having offended God. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Luke chapter 18, verse 13. My God, I am confounded and ashamed to lift up my face to thee, for our iniquities are multiplied over our heads. 1 Esdras chapter 9, verse 6. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my iniquity. Psalms chapter 50, verse 1. He hath had regard to the prayer of the humble, and he hath not despised their petition. Psalms chapter 101, verse 18. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will exalt you. James chapter 4, verse 10. Be not without fear about sin forgiven. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 5. There is a shame that bringeth sin, and there is a shame that bringeth glory and grace. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 25. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face. Daniel chapter 9, verse 8. Behold, we are before thee in our sin. 1 Esdras chapter 9, verse 15. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart, and he will save the humble of spirit. Psalms chapter 33, verse 19. Question 212. When is our confession sincere? Our confession is sincere when we tell our sins honestly and truthfully, neither exaggerating nor excusing them. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. The just is first accuser of himself. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17. Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nor hidden that shall not be known. Luke chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, Mark chapter 4, verse 22, and Luke chapter 8, verse 17. Come not to him with a double heart, and let not thy lips be a stumbling block to thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verses 36 and 37. Be not ashamed to confess thy sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 31. There is a shame that bringeth sin, and there is a shame that bringeth glory and grace. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 25. God is witness of his reins, and he is a true searcher of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. Wisdom chapter 1, verse 6. For behold, my witness is in heaven, and he that knoweth my conscience is on high. Job chapter 16, verse 20. Why hath Satan tempted thy heart that thou shouldst lie to the Holy Ghost? Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Enlighten my eyes that I never sleep in death. Psalms chapter 12, verse 4. For thy soul be not ashamed to say the truth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 24. Incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses in sins. Psalms 140, verse 4. Whatsoever you do, do it from the heart as to the Lord, and not to men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Keep yourselves therefore from murmuring, which profiteth nothing, and refrain your tongue from detraction, for an obscure speech shall not go for naught, and the mouth that belieth killeth the soul. Wisdom chapter 1, verse 11. And when thou shalt seek there the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Yet so, if thou seek him with all thy heart and all the affliction of thy soul. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. There is one that uttereth an exact word, telling the truth. There is one that humbleth himself wickedly, and his interior is full of deceit. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 23. Justify not thyself before God, for he knoweth the heart. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 5. Question 213. When is our confession entire? Our confession is entire when we tell the number and kinds of our sins and the circumstances which change their nature. I will recount to thee all my years. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 15. If as a man I have hid my sin and have concealed my iniquity in my bosom, let thistles grow up to me instead of wheat. Job chapter 31, verses 33 and 40. I have acknowledged my sin to thee, and my injustice I have not concealed. Psalms chapter 31, verse 5. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper, but he that shall confess and forsake them shall obtain mercy. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He that speaketh that which he knoweth showeth forth justice, but he that lieth is a deceitful witness. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. Question 214. What should we do if we cannot remember the number of our sins? If we cannot remember the number of our sins, we should tell the number as nearly as possible, and say how often we may have sinned in a day, a week, or a month, and how long the habit or practice has lasted. A contrite and humbled heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalms chapter 50, verse 19. God will not cast away the simple. Job chapter 8, verse 20. He that speaketh that which he knoweth showeth forth justice. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. That as your mind is forward to be willing, so it may be also to perform out of that which you have. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 11. Question 215. Is our confession worthy if without our fault we forget to confess a mortal sin? If without our fault we could forget to confess a mortal sin, our confession is worthy and the sin is forgiven, but it must be told in confession if it again comes to our mind. For if the will be forward, it is accepted according to that which a man hath, not according to that which he hath not. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. Who can understand sins? From my secret ones, cleanse me, O Lord. Psalms chapter 18, verse 13. You shall seek me and shall find me, when you shall seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Turn ye to me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn to you, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord hath not imputed sin, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Psalms chapter 31, verse 2. As a father hath compassion on his children, so hath the Lord compassion on them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalms chapter 102, verses 13 and 14. Question 216. Is it a grievous offense, willfully, to conceal a mortal sin in confession? It is a grievous offense, willfully, to conceal a mortal sin in confession, because we thereby tell a lie to the Holy Ghost and make our confession worthless. Who will justify him that sinneth against his own soul, and who will honor him that dishonoreth his own soul? Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 32. Because thou camest to the Lord wickedly, and thy heart is full of guile and deceit. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 40. The mouth that belieth killeth the soul. Wisdom chapter 1, verse 11. The slipping of a false tongue is as one that falleth on the pavement. Ecclesiasticus chapter 20, verse 20. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied to men, but to God. Acts chapter 5, verse 4. There is that will destroy his own soul through shamefacedness. Ecclesiasticus chapter 20, verse 24. He that with fixed eyes deviseth wicked things, biteth his lips, bringeth evil to pass. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 30. Confess and tell me what thou hast done, hide it not. Joseph chapter 7, verse 19. Woe to you that are deep of heart, to hide your counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us? Deceiveth the keeper of thy soul, and he shall render to a man according to his works. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 12. He that hideth his sins shall not prosper. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. God hath given him place for penance, and he abuseth it unto pride, but his eyes are upon his ways. Job chapter 24, verse 23, and Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 21. Add not sin upon sin. Ecclesiasticus chapter 5, verse 5. Nor bind sin to sin, for even in one thou shalt not be unpunished. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 8. Question 217. What must he do who has willfully concealed a mortal sin in confession? He who has willfully concealed a mortal sin in confession must not only confess it, but must also repeat all the sins he has committed since his last worthy confession. Return to the Lord. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 23. Let him do penance for his sin. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 5. Unless you shall do penance, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Wash yourselves, be clean, take away the evil of your devices from my eyes, cease to do perversely. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. He that sinneth against his own soul shall repent. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 6. They shall be afflicted for the sins of their fathers and their own until they confess their iniquities. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 39 and 40. Question 218. Why does the priest give us a penance after confession? The priest gives us a penance after confession that we may satisfy God for the temporal punishment due to our sins. Take heed what you do, for you exercise not the judgment of man, but of the Lord, and whatsoever you judge, it shall redound to you. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 19, verse 6. For the sins that you have committed before God, you shall be carried away captives into Babylon. Baruch, chapter 6, verse 1. Thou hast corrected man for iniquity. Psalms, chapter 38, verse 12. In their affliction they will rise early to me, for he hath taken us, and he will heal us. He will strike, and he will cure us. Osi, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Be converted to me with all your heart, in fasting, and in weeping, and in mourning. Joel, chapter 2, verse 12. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Colossians, chapter 3, verse 5. For he that doth wrong shall receive for that which he hath done wrongfully. Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. Such as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and do penance. Apocalypse chapter 3, verse 19. Esteeming these very punishments to be less than our sins deserve, let us believe that these scourges of the Lord, with which, like servants, we are chastised, have happened for our amendment and not for our destruction. Judith, chapter 8, verse 27. Question number 219. Does not the sacrament of penance remit all punishment due to sin? The sacrament of penance remits the eternal punishment due to sin, but it does not always remit the temporal punishment, which God requires as satisfaction for our sins. He that sinneth in the sight of his Maker shall fall into the hands of the physician. Ecclesiasticus chapter 38, verse 15. We have sinned, do thou unto us whatsoever pleaseth thee. Judges chapter 10, verse 15. The Lord also hath taken away thy sin. Nevertheless, for this thing the child shall surely die. 2 Kings chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. I have forgiven according to thy word, but yet all the men that have tempted me shall not see the land. Numbers chapter 14, verses 20 to 23. I said, I will confess against myself my injustice to the Lord, and thou hast forgiven the wickedness of my sin. Psalms, chapter 31, verse 5. The Lord chastising hath chastised me, but he hath not delivered me over to death. Psalms, chapter 117, verse 18. He exacteth much less of thee than thy iniquity deserveth. Job, chapter 11, verse 6. Question 220. Why does God require a temporal punishment as a satisfaction for sin. God requires a temporal punishment as a satisfaction for sin to teach us the great evil of sin and to prevent us from falling again. To the end, that when we judge, we may think on thy goodness, and when we are judged, we may hope for thy mercy. Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 22. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. I am turned in my anguish, whilst the thorn is fastened. Psalms, chapter 31, verse 4. If any man's work burn, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab by the commandment of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5. Go and say to David, Thus saith the Lord, I will give thee thy choice of three things. Choose one of them which thou wilt, that I may do it to thee. 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 12. I am ready for scourges, and my sorrow is continually before me. Psalms chapter 37, verse 18. For the sins that you have committed before God, you shall be carried away captives into Babylon. Baruch chapter 6, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing unto God, your reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Question 221. Which are the chief means by which we satisfy God for the temporal punishment due to sin? The chief means by which we satisfy God for the temporal punishment due to sin are prayer, fasting, almsgiving, all spiritual and corporal works of mercy, and the patient sufferings of the ills of life. Prayer is good with fasting and alms, more than to lay up treasures of gold. Tobias, chapter 12, verse 8. When thou didst pray with tears and didst bury the dead, I offered thy prayer to the Lord. Tobias, chapter 12, verse 12. Neglect not to pray and to give alms. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 7, verse 10. Stretch out thy hand to the poor, that thy expiation and thy blessing may be perfected. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 7, verse 36. A gift hath grace in the sight of all the living, and restrain not grace from the dead. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 37. Thy prayers and thy alms have ascended for a memorial in the sight of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 4. I humbled my soul with fasting. Psalms chapter 34, verse 13. I was clothed with haircloth. Psalms chapter 34, verse 13. When thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry, and shalt satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise up in darkness, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10. Shut up alms in the heart of the poor, and it shall obtain help for thee against all evil. Ecclesiasticus chapter 29, verse 15. Redeem thou thy sins with alms, and thy iniquities with works of mercy to the poor. Daniel chapter 4, verse 24. For alms delivereth from death, and the same is that which purgeth away sins, and maketh to find mercy and life everlasting. Tobias chapter 12, verse 9. And do not forget to do good, and to impart, for by such sacrifices God's favor is obtained. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. For alms deliver from all sin and from death, and will not suffer the soul to go into darkness. Tobias chapter 4, verse 11. Alms shall be a great confidence before the Most High God to all them that give it. Tobias chapter 4, verse 12. Water quencheth a flaming fire, and alms resisteth sins. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 33. We will continue with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism on tape number 10. Please join us.